So
So
last
good.
time we were out here, we needed to get our dailies in because they had like an event going on. So we're like, okay, so we need a internet cafe.
We found an
So
internet cafe.
yeah,
But
did
it
you?
was literally to get a Venom twerking emote.
Oh, worth it.
I needed
And he
it.
throws back. He's got cake.
Yeah,
it's
Venom.
It's like
Yeah, he does.
It's wild. Have you seen it?
Dude, no, I've seen that.
Yeah.
That symbiote slick, you know, it's like, oh, that
He got a
moves in
fat ass.
Shake. Oh my
Yes.
God.
And
Badonkadonk.
He lives.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Woo-hoo!
We are here, we are Delulu, and we are ready to entertain you. What?
Wow.
Did you like that intro? I just wrote it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
The mysterious voices from beyond. We'll get to them in a second. We have joining me today, producing in the back of the canoe, steering and helping me set up this whole room and getting us a new microphone for today, is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Also very handsome, man.
Oh, thank you.
Flattery.
Spicy.
How are you, Dare?
I feel a little bit tired because I did the Renaissance Pleasure Fair yesterday,
Ooh.
But I'm coming out of my shell. I've had some coffee. I'm waking up. So what about you? You just came back from a trip.
I just came back from Vegas. Level up. I'm about to say that's like my number one con so far. It's smooth. It was amazing. The way everything was like all the aisles and rows. It was just like it was a perfect flow.
Tea.
It's just as long as San Diego Comic-Con, but instead of coming from the side, VIPs are on one side at the end of the hall, and the other end of the hall is regular people. So you just, they slowly trickled in. And like nothing is confusing and nothing is like too crowded. And it was crowded, but all three,
wow.
Friday and Saturday. But it was absolutely amazing.
Really?
And I got invited to TwitchCon.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Congrats.
So this is going to be crazy. Yeah.
So many great things. We'll have to talk about that
yeah,
on Patreon.
Yeah, yeah.
But we also have another exciting thing today
Woo-hoo.
Is we have two guests on at the same time right now. So give a warm Delulu welcome to our two guests, Joni Brosas and Cole Brosas.
Hi.
Right, you're a Brosas?
No.
I didn't think so, but
it.
I thought it'd be funny.
It's yeah. amazing. No, I
he
should
took
be.
My last name in the marriage.
Oh, love that. Well, you two are iconic content creators, not only on Instagram, but also on Twitch, where people could see you gaming, basically almost on the daily, right? You stream 3 to 4 times a week? 2 times a week?
We kind of disperse it. So, like, I do 3, and then he does 2?
I was
half?
Doing 3, and I'm like,
To get to be a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Because then it takes up, I mean, if you think about that, that's like 6 days a week, and it's like, okay, cool, one day for date night, maybe.
Yeah, right?
Probably not.
Have a Probably good not, though.
Nah.
Like date night or stay in and sleep?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
It's usually the sleep.
It's usually the sleep. Yeah. Do you feel like you're a little sleep deprived from time to time?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also like game deprived because we need to play our video games.
Yeah.
Gotta
it's
get
not
the dailies.
Work.
Yeah.
No. We're playing video games at like 2 in the morning when we should be sleeping.
Right? Maybe. You know.
Yeah.
I know that life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful
good life.
Life.
It's, you know what? Fortnite at 2 o'clock in the morning is perfect.
Yeah. All the kids are asleep?
All the kids are asleep. It's all the adults.
Yeah.
It's all the adults. And it's like a much smoother game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Not as much trash talking. It's always the 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And they know how to cut you deep.
They do.
Yeah. They cut the deepest. And they're just, they twist it.
They don't have like a line that's
no.
like,
There's
can't
no
be crossed.
Honor.
No.
No. No honor for
no
the 12-year-olds.
No.
No honor.
Yeah. I haven't played any games yet with 12-year-olds, like where you can actually like hear them in the headset, like COD. I haven't played that
they're
yet.
So annoying, and they're like high pitched voice, and they're like, yeah.
And they're
like,
yelling
oh
with their
my
mom
God.
About
God.
Something.
Yes,
Daddy, I told you to change. I'm just like, I'll be right there.
I gotta kill these 40-year-olds on this game first. I'll get to the trash later. It's not going anywhere.
Wait, no, it's like that mom is like, I'll be there, Martha.
Yeah.
Ew, they call
your
their
mom
by their first name?
They do
it's
sometimes.
Not even her name.
Yeah.
Just angsty.
Yeah, forget
her name's Tiffany.
Oh my gosh. But they're calling her Martha. But wait, what games are you currently playing that like you get to interact with other people?
Marvel Rivals.
Marvel Rivals.
That's what I thought.
We
it's
can't
a thing.
Stop playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's last time we were out here, we needed to get our dailies in because they had like an event going on.
Mm.
So we're like, okay, so we need a internet cafe.
We
so
found an internet cafe.
Yeah,
did
but
you?
It was literally to get a Venom twerking emote.
Oh, worth it.
I needed it.
And he throws back. He's got cake.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he is.
It's wild. Have you seen it?
No, I've seen that. Yeah. That symbiote slick. You know, it's like, oh, that
he got a fat ass.
Oh, my God.
And he lives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. He'd be squatting. Oh, yeah, lifting. Yeah.
Everybody's got a fat ass in that game.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's the cake game. It's
that's
amazing.
What they should have called it. Marvel Cakes. Everybody has it.
They're just caked up on a Tuesday. What is this? What is this?
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe I'm missing out. Maybe you I need are. To play.
Yeah.
Come play
for the cake.
So you just follow that ass.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah. Where do I go? Oh. I see it.
And I swear, I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they like gave everybody a butt lift. Like within the span of releasing the game, huh? Like everybody's ass looks way tighter.
Wow.
Yes.
And a little bit bigger.
It's all the running in the game, you know? They put in a mod that they just get more physically attractive as you play the game.
They're exercising.
Just like can't get away.
It's all the spandex. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Spandex. Oh, yeah.
And I take note. I'm like measuring. I'm like at my screen.
I remember that new skin came out. I was like, did they make your ass bigger?
Yeah.
And I was like turning it around and I switched the skins and I turned it around. I was like, no, it's just the material.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they don't discriminate.
No.
Oh. Man ass and woman ass.
Or... Oh, yeah.
Woman ass.
So I'm basically learning I need to play this game. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
We could also spend the whole
podcast talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Ass.
Just ass in general.
I could talk about ass for days.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm like, we'll just camp out and we'll just talk about ass.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of ass, this is not a good transition at all. If you were telling me that Fortnite now has Sabrina Carpenter, and like that's the only reason I might get into Fortnite.
So
wait, what?
Yeah. A couple of nights ago, before I went to Vegas, I was playing, and I was just like, "This is area. It's like a Tokyo level," and it's like, "There's like a." It was like a floor. It's like a disco floor and whatnot. And I swear to God, I was like walking there. I was creeping up. And I'm hearing the music. I'm hearing the music going on. And I get in there. There's about 30 Carpenters.
Sabrina Carpenters.
I hear they won't kill each other either.
They won't kill each other.
They see each other in game. They're like,
And if you even, if you don't hit the square to join them in their dance, because it's like a multi, like anybody can just come on and hit square and dance with them.
Yeah.
They will turn around and stop. And like bring out their guns and wait for you to do something.
Stop it! That's amazing.
They will murder you.
That's like Megan. Yes. Like you seen that movie?
Yes.
I just see them like.
Yeah.
Terminate.
You gonna dance?
So exactly. Like it's like
dance or
not? The musical artist. It's like her in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can play as her.
Yeah.
And they just want you to dance.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is. And then it's like
it's like wholesome. I love it. And they won't kill each other.
It's really wholesome, but it's like, man, oh man, it's like brutal. I've seen I just sit there and I was dancing, and some guy came up and tried to shoot one of them, and they all turned around, guns blazing. And the guy was gone.
Just a cult.
Like, vaporized them.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh my god.
That game is weird.
That game
Fortnite.
Was,
yeah.
No one told me how fun it was.
Didn't they spoil that like Palpatine was coming back on that game?
Yeah.
Like that's how they were
The next season is Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
It's all Star Wars. So they got Rey, they've got everybody. They already have a trailer out for it. I'm just like, okay, I might be interested. But I'm not the guy that buys a bunch of skins and whatnot. I got this one cool guy. He's a skull with a flaming like mohawk. And he's like really fucking cool. I love him. And like, that's all I need. But they do have a Gambit in there. I was like,
oh, hell yeah.
Gambit, let's go.
Yes. Right?
When you come, are you playing Rivals?
No. So I have a PS4.
You can play.
No,
it's four.
It's five. Yeah, you're living in the past. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time there. I want to play, and I'm like, I want to go on Twitch soon and start.
You have to.
Myself, so
it's so good.
I don't think I'm gonna do it with Fortnite and some other games that I play.
Because I think there was rumors that Gambit is like,
I think that's gonna.
They have like, they have like a
Rogue's coming for sure.
Yeah, Rogue's for sure.
You were obsessed, so.
Ooh.
You know how long I've been waiting for this.
What a time to be alive!
We've arrived.
2025. So many good games.
Yes. Fantastic.
But enough about game playing. I feel we'll be here all day. But I would love to know, especially like, because I know you both from your Twitch stream and like obviously in person. And it's always fascinating to me to hear like what makes people feel a little bit delulu or delusional. And it's just interesting because this is such like a good safe space. I feel like a lot of times when the guests come on that I know personally, they'll bring something that I never would have guessed that runs rampant in their mind. So like, I gotta know, like, what is on your mind? What's making you feel a little delulu, whether positive or negative? Like, what's in your brain lately?
We go to conventions a lot. So we've been to a few to start the year off. Sometimes last year we did way too many, and then I was like, all right, we need to calm it down, because as a couple that works together like literally 24/7, it's like we forget to like make time for each other. So I was like, okay, if we don't travel so much, because I'm in a state of work mm-hmm. when we travel, so I'm like, there's not that there's no love there, but there's no love there. Like it's like, okay, we're working.
There's a difference. There's a different dynamics when it comes to like working with your spouse, and it's like it's work mode.
It is so true.
You can't even tell that you guys are a couple, because it's just like,
I know there's so much distance. Yeah, and disdain. Well,
it's professionalism, you know. Yeah. And so like when you're at work, and also the whole, you know, I mean, we talk about this sometimes with like the fantasy of, you know, oh well, you're attainable. You're not necessarily attainable, but it's like, oh, you're single, and there's some kind of, not necessarily disconnect, but it's almost like purposeful in a way, because it's like, okay, well, you might get more business if you're single. I don't know why that is, but you know, it's not like, oh yeah, I'm gonna date every single one of my fans kind of thing. But it's just,
I do that.
Yeah, you date every single one of your fans.
I am attainable. I'm still attainable. Marriage is
marriage aside.
I've seen some of the guys.
So what are you doing later?
Yeah. It's because the compliment earlier. See, it works.
It works.
Plant a seed.
I'm gonna buy all your stuff.
Yeah.
He's on a t-shirt.
I am.
He has a t-shirt.
Yeah. I'm gonna get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a t-shirt. I'm gonna buy a t-shirt. I'm gonna wear it on the Cosmo show.
My Twitch mods made it, and it is beautiful.
Awesome. It was the cutest thing.
It's a relic.
It literally made my like week.
Yeah. It was, because I have a Vampirella shirt that I just came out with. I was really excited with the design and everything. And then so we have this friend group that came in. Two of them were wearing my shirt. I didn't even realize like they had the other half of their group. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was like, oh, I love your shirt. And then they came in with basically the same design of shirt. Mm-hmm. But for April Fool's one day, I had Cole dress up in what he could fit in my Vampirella outfit.
Yeah.
With like boxer shorts.
Vampirella.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I love that.
It was, people were upset.
No.
I'm not even joking. Like, people.
We're upset. Yeah.
I mean, like, a fair amount appreciated it. Yeah. But then there were people like, what the?
I didn't come here for this.
Wait. Chest hair and come on. That. Like, because I had to, like, I had to wear, like, my boxer shorts.
Yeah.
I had, like, red ones, luckily. And then kind of pretend that the little, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
The slingshot.
Yeah. Like
slingshot.
That it was...
I had like a belt. So I had like a Christmas variant made of it. So it's like a belt that goes around the dress part.
Mm.
So it has like the logo. So I was like, okay, if we take this and we like tuck it over the red shorts, I think it'll look like a makeshift version.
Wait, was it a white shirt?
Yeah.
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 So, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they made Vampirella shirts, and they came in and surprised us. And I was like, whoa.
It was so funny because they gave me one.
Yeah.
And I had it like kind of off to the side so it wasn't out. But somebody was like, can I get that shirt? Like, do you have that in a large? And I was like, which one? And I was like, oh, that's not for sale.
Yeah.
That's
mine.
Oh.
Like, it's like, someone wanted it.
So now we got to make it.
They didn't
even
know me. Yeah. Like, can I get that shirt?
Oh, I like, love that.
No, you can't.
No, you cannot.
$500 right now. Like, just mark it all the way up.
Yeah, for real.
But does that dynamic, like, people have known you together since your entire, like, career online, right? Like, has anyone seen you in the...
So in my previous relationship, we didn't go as, like, a couple anywhere. I think really, really close friends knew, but, like, I wasn't really public about that. And, you know, at the time, because it was the beginning of my career, I think that was pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the attainability, you know, fantasy, I think, helped. Because, I mean, it's like going to any Instagram or whatever that you're looking at, you came there for one thing. And if they change up their brand, it's a flip. And they're like, well, I didn't come to see this, so I'm out. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes when you include your partner, people see that as like, oh, well, you're changing your content. I didn't come here for this. I came here for your butt and, you know, tits. And, you know, you're like, okay, well, I kind of want more wholesome content. So it's kind of that transition and balancing, like, do I want to swap over to more wholesome content and let people in? Because that's kind of a more personal side.
Mm-hmm.
But I love this side of me, and he's so fun. And that's the reason I am so bright and happy and excited, because I have such a good
reason.
You are the reason.
You wouldn't have that without me.
Oh, wow. You're right.
Sad sack. Yeah, without.
DeLulu canoe, welcome.
We're like, I am delusional.
So glad you're here. We've been waiting for you. We've been expecting you. Yeah. No, I do think it's important, though, especially because being a content creator, we're putting ourselves constantly out there for scrutiny. You know, you're posting your content going, I'm proud of this, or I worked on this, or I'm trying to get people to interact, rage bait, whatever the case is. And if you don't have that support system outside of that, you can basically be steamrollered by comments.
Oh, yeah.
And not want to post again or cause, you know, any some sort of like depression, feeling bad about yourself. So I think it's really great that you both are able to post and are building a community together, because then there is no, oh, wait, you're changing your brand. Oh, wait, this isn't what I signed up for.
Mm. Yeah.
So I personally feel like it keeps you safer. But also, I imagine it's got to be a lot more fun because you get to share the experience together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and we make different kinds of friends and I guess different kinds of fans, because you're letting them in to your family in a way, you know? And so, like, I've been an only child my whole life. So, like, it's kind of like gaining little pieces of your con family or your Twitch family. And it's really, really fun to, like, gain those people, but to also let them in on your personal life where this person's important to me too. What's cool is, like, he's just a great representation as well. Mm-hmm. So people meet him and they're like, oh, hell yeah, this guy's cool too. They're like, they're a little jealous. They're like, oh, this guy, but wait, you're really cool. Okay. All right. I'll let you in. That's cool. Yeah,
we've had some funny interactions that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. care to elaborate?
This was years ago. This was, like, I think this was before we were married. But anyways, this somebody found out, like a guy that we saw like regularly found out that we were together. And he was like, oh, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, I introduced myself. Like, I was like, oh, this is my husband, Cole, because I think he knew that we were dating at some point. It was a fiancé. Oh. Anyways, I introduced it, you know, on a more serious level. And he's like,
and he kept like, you. And then he was like, he's going to hit me. I was like, oh, that's great. Yeah. And he was like, oh, hold on.
And so Cole figured that he had to like react to it, because you can't just sit there and get big punched. So he's like,
you like went with it.
And then it kept going, and I was like, it got progressively more violent.
Oh my god!
And then it went from the side.
I was like, not the face. Come on, you can hit me all you want.
I would have been like, oh.
It just kept going though, and I was
so
like,
funny.
"Oh, how long is this gonna go?" Because it was funny to start like, "Okay, I get your little joke here."
Yeah, of course.
And then it just wait, he's like,
"We had a." Yeah, there's always these funny interactions. They're my favorite.
Yeah,
they're so funny. Should I tell the lucky man?
Oh, yeah, you're a lucky man.
Yeah.
I'm a lucky woman, though. I really am. And that means more to me than being the lucky one. Idiot.
Just luck all around. Yeah. And love all around.
When there was a guy and he was like, he said.
At first, he was super cool, though. He was super supportive.
I was talking with him at the con, and he was like, this is you're a lucky man. I was like, yeah, I am. Thank you. Mm. Yeah. You know, and then that was great. And that's fine. That people say all the time.
Yeah.
And like later on, I was walking with my buddy.
As our roommates at the time.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
on the con floor, I was just walking and I saw him again. And I was just like, oh, hey. Like,
hey, bud, what's
up? And then he like kind of stared at me weird. And we like were passing. Like he just kind of was staring at me as we're passing. And I'm like, okay, what the hell is happening? And then he was like, you're a lucky man. But the way he said it that time was like, kind of sinister. Like, am I going to be a lampshade in this guy's basement? Like, that's what I got from, like, you're a lucky man. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
The tone changed.
Wait, was Joni around?
No.
That's why. Yeah, like, that's why the claws came out. Yeah. She left.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you're like, oh gosh.
So now whenever I hear that, that's what I hear. It's like they say it like, hey, you're a lucky man, but then it echoes, you're a lucky man.
Oh, man. You're like, thanks. Sweats.
Am I?
Sweats while you're shaking their hand. You're like,
we need to make like a whole skit of that. Just,
you're a lucky man.
It starts zooming in. And then that one bead of sweat just
Is
this like you're just doing something normally when you're just like you're about to like pay for like a meal when now you turn around to the corner, it's like, you're lucky.
Yes. Yeah. He just pops out of every corner, yes. And you're like, I'm aware. Thank you.
Thank you. Please. I know I'm lucky.
You're like, how do you know where I live? Yeah. How are you in my closet?
You're in a toilet stall. He just creeps around.
Yeah. Yes.
With a note.
I thought it's under the stall. Fridays.
Oh my gosh. I'm at an Applebee's, yeah. Sir.
Let me have my Olive Garden with salad and breadsticks and peas.
He pops out of the salad. He's like, yeah. You're a lucky, you're lucky man. You can make this happen. I would love to see that.
That'd be a great skit.
Yeah. Be a shame if you were unlucky.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
It's Joni as the creeper, yeah, in all the shots.
I've cosplayed as Cole before. That was the worst April Fool's. Cole did not like
it. I didn't like it.
Oh. I looked terrifying. Pretty okay. I looked like AJ from NSYNC, you know, his scrawny little head.
Yeah,
and I was like, ooh, this is not a good look for me. Oh. But it was good.
Yeah, we were doing like a double stream.
Oh my god!
And so it started out that I was streaming in the morning or something, yeah, like that. And so when the camera turned on, it was Joni instead of me. It was an April Fool's thing we did.
And I had like the whole goatee. I wore his hat. I never realized how small my head is until I looked like him. And I was like, oh, I just looked like a meth version of Cole. It was good. I'm just like, oh, my neck is scrawny. My head's small. It was, yeah.
It was by far your best cosplay.
Oh, yeah. So the funny thing is, I called my dad later that day. I was like, hey, are you watching Cole's stream right now? Mm-hmm. Are you watching it? He's like, oh, yeah, I have it on in the background. Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even notice.
He didn't, because he didn't have the sound on, so he couldn't like hear me like.
He didn't know.
So he did not notice, and he's like, "Oh."
I was like, "Are you sure? Like, look closely.
Maybe look at it.
Did you notice anything different?"
Oh. He's like, "What? What the?"
Oh my god!
It's poor man.
Oh my goodness!
It sounds like you both do a lot of like April Fool's pranks. Yeah. Like, I was favorite. Not aware of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
We had a body switching one. We had like a whole skit of stories.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That
yeah.
was super fun.
That one was actually really fun. So I basically took her phone for the whole day. And then we were like.
It's kind of like a takeover, but it's like I woke up in a different body.
I can't remember. We were on like a.
We were on a family trip.
On a family trip or something. Yeah. And I was just doing stupid stuff.
Yeah. He was like, well, we had
it was like a Freaky Friday like montage in the beginning. And then it was just me like doing normal stuff, like just walking around and like we were at a restaurant that had like wallpaper that had like some kind of food on it. Mm-hmm. It was like so I was like, oh, it's like the Willy Wonka wallpaper that tastes different.
Yeah.
And I was like, I licked it and I was like, oh no, it's just paint.
Oh no.
It tastes like paint. And there's stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they followed Cole as like my consciousness and Cole. So like I had Cole film the whole day of like doing stuff.
And then
like what would I do if I was in Cole's body and it was Cole? And then he found me at the end of the day to like ask me about my day and how I spent my day.
And she didn't notice. That was like the
I was just sitting in I was like chilled back, still in bed in a hoodie, just like eating chips.
What's
up?
Like, whoa, dude.
Yeah, why do you look like me? Yeah.
That's wild. You didn't notice the whole day?
That's so great. Huh? He's like, oh, sick.
Oh, it's fine.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That was a while ago.
That was a while
ago. You should do it again.
Yeah, we can do part two.
Yeah.
April's already passed, dang it.
I know.
We'll just plan it. We'll plan it.
Yeah, but you could do it not on an April Fool's Day.
There's a lot of other Fool's Days.
There are a lot of others. Yeah. I had no idea that you both were such pranksters.
Yes.
We don't prank each other, but we like to prank the followers.
Got it. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not allowed to prank me.
Well, I can't. I like to, like, teasing is my love language. Like, I love teasing people and making fun of people. If I bust your balls, it means I love you.
I've noticed.
If I'm nice to you, it means I don't.
That's so.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No. I understand some of that.
Yeah.
Sorry for people at home watching. It's just me. It's just my problem. But,
like, I'm nice to everybody. I'm just joking. But I won't tease you if I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're comfortable,
You're comfortable, like, you know, how you'll react. But I usually like scare people, and I can't scare her because she'll get mad. I did it one time, and she pinched the shit out of my arm.
He was bruised for 3 days. Yeah. It was
I bruised like a peach. So it's
volatilely scared.
Wait. So what did you? What were you like?
It was stupid. Okay. I get uncomfortable in spaces I don't trust. And I'd never been on, what was it? It was Tower of Terror, I think.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. Because it was like creepy. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if things jumped out at you. I cannot do haunted houses or anything like that. If I can't control the situation,
she can't even go to like Spirit of Halloween store. She can't go in it.
Really?
No, I don't trust any actors that'll be there. I'll like hyperventilate, start crying, and have like full-blown panic attack. No. It's just like not even funny. So I have to like explain that to people, because sometimes they're like, oh, don't scare me, it's funny, and they do it anyways. Mm. I will cry. It's not fun. It's embarrassing for everybody. It's just not good. So
yeah.
Like
and painful.
He knows this. But he did this. And like he just, you know, I was like, I don't know where I am, so I'm like, just hold me. And then he just did this little thing of like a bah.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I was like something scared me.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Like, making fun of the fact that we were in a setting where it's scary.
Yeah.
And it's not obvious. If you've ever been on Tower of Terror, it's not scary. It's just supposed to be like a kind of haunted hotel. Yeah. But it's not, like, nothing happens.
Jump out at you scary.
Yeah. So yeah, it was not a good time. I was very angry.
For the listeners or watchers, it's at a Disney theme park. So it's a very Disney-coded spooky, so it's not like...
Yeah.
It was. It's no longer there.
Right. Yeah. Was that Disney World?
Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande herself was begging Disney to not change it at Disney World.
Oh. So.
Good for her.
My hero. Like, legitimately. No, right?
Yeah.
Have you been
on the new version at Disneyland?
Yeah. And it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Guardians. It's very scary during Halloween. If you're scared of the dark, I don't recommend it.
I think the ride itself is better.
But okay, like, the mechanics.
The theme is such a big thing for me. Like, I love the theme.
Yeah.
You don't think the ride's
no,
better?
Because you get to go on a little mini ride with a story, and then the drops are more calm.
But that's still at Disney World, because I don't think the Disneyland was like that.
Oh, that's Disneyland correct, never had the push-through moment?
Track,
I think you're right, because when Chrissy and I went on Tower of Terror at World, she was, like, shook when it moved forward, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, this is what it's always done? Yeah.
I already know this.
I was like, do you want to know when it's going to happen? It's happening right now. Like, you've been on the ride so many times. Yeah. My mom used to manage Tower of Terror.
Oh, really?
So, like, she would coordinate and be the people that load you in on the elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she did that every once in a while.
Whatever.
Yeah. In, like, the themed outfits.
Yeah.
Like, it's super cool.
That's my favorite version of it. I love it.
There's just something about it, because I love Twilight Zone.
Yes.
And I grew up with that. Like, that was my favorite as a kid. I love that ride.
Yeah.
So I was kind of bummed that it changed.
Yeah, I get that.
But
so you both are also Disney adults then, too.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which I don't like love that term, because it feels very like you're a Disney adult.
Disney adult. You're not allowed to be a Disney person.
Yeah. Like, it's very gatekeepy and very like, it's for kids, when it's like, okay, like, sure, like, some of it's for kids, but also it could be for anyone.
Yeah, some of us didn't have a childhood, so maybe.
Yeah, sorry.
Let us have one now.
Yeah.
Like, damn, we're healing our inner child, okay?
Yeah. I've gone to Disneyland more now as an adult than I ever had as a kid.
Same.
It's because we have our own money.
We got money now.
We can do what we want.
Yeah. But
I'm going on the 20th.
Yeah, we're going again.
I want to go with you guys.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
We should make a trip.
We should plan it.
Yeah, for real.
We should actually like pick a date and plan it.
Yes.
Like that'd be really beneficial for all parties involved. Because I keep buying spontaneous like day play tickets. I've probably spent over $1,000 this year going.
Oh,
you need a
pass. It's bad.
Yeah, you need a pass.
Because everybody has been staying with me, which is lovely. It's so great. I love friendship. It's been a minute. But like every time they want to go, it's like very last minute. And they're I don't have a pass because the bottom key is sold out.
Yeah. My buddy works He works for ILM.
Oh.
And so they give everybody, pretty much all the employees, is like, you just want to go, you sign up to, like, some of people and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's usually just me and him, and he's like, when do you want to go, buddy? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, let me look it up. And he looks up at his calendar. He's like, no, this is available, that's available. And I was like, all right. So we plan like 6 months out ahead, so.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
We'll plan.
Because then you can plan around conventions.
Yeah.
That's, oh my gosh. Yeah. Don't even get me started on convention planning. Like, I don't know how you both do it.
Right?
Like, you're constantly living out of your suitcase.
Yeah.
Traveling, like, every weekend to go to different cons in different cities. Mm-hmm. Like, that's got to take a toll.
I double up on all my stuff. So I'm like a planner. I have an Excel spreadsheet for everything that I'm supposed to plan depending on the type of travel we're doing.
Mm.
Cole's looking at me like a psychopath. He
No,
just...
it's great. I benefit from it because I'm chaos.
Like, yeah.
He's like, I'll pack the same day.
I do. I like function better in like without disorder or in disorder.
Yeah. Oh.
With order, I'm like,
Well, it's such a like obligation. Just like, this is something I have to follow.
Yes.
And, like, mm-hmm. and it makes you paranoid in the back of your head. It's like, yes. Am I doing it right? Am I going to be there on time? I got to get up. I can't party. I can't do this. I can't blah, blah, yep. blah, blah, blah. It's like so much in your head, but if you just go with the flow, it's
yeah.
like,
see?
I'll be there.
Yeah. If I have something I'm to follow, like, I can chaos. Fail.
Okay,
yeah.
but whoa. But your partner is a type A personality,
I know.
Right?
I know.
So we need these.
The type A needs the type B because otherwise it's chaos.
Well, she tells me all the time, like, you just can't. Just go with the flow. I'm like, it's been working for me for
my entire life.
The past 40 some odd
years. You're like, I live in the flow. I made the flow. The flow and I married.
Yeah.
But I do have to admit, though, when like my partner does like just breaks it down.
Yeah.
And like, just here's what it is. I'm like, well, this was actually a funner trip than me just like, I don't care. Let's see what it guides me. And I might waste my time at like some pub. But we're like, we went here. We still like, oh, this is a trip.
Yeah. Well, you can't go if you don't have reservations. So you got to make reservations in enough time so that there's reservations left. So my brain's like,
order.
Yeah. She asked me, she's like, what are you thinking about right now? I'm like, what?
Oh, God. Wait, you.
Because we're in the airport.
You ever see him just.
And we're just sitting there. She's like, what are you thinking about right now? I was like, oh, nothing. She's like, how?
You think about nothing?
I'm like, what are you thinking about?
Is it quiet?
I got to think about this and this and this. And I was like, that sounds miserable.
Yeah.
It's not quiet in here. It's just nothing of any importance.
I just imagine Cole's
head.
Brain is like, hey, yeah. It's just like
that
a party.
Music.
There, but
it's like a jukebox that's broken. And it plays different songs.
Honestly, mine's just like, if I'm walking somewhere, it's just like constant like, I listen to music when I'm walking anywhere, so it's like I'm walking with the beat. If there's a good beat, I can walk comfortably. But if the shit is messed up, I'm like, whatever. And then 9 times out of 10, when I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm thinking about just like the stupid things that just like I'll probably never get to, or like that was last year. So like, how could I have done that better? But it's like, who cares? And just nothing really.
Yeah.
Nothing importance.
I'll go down a rabbit hole of like something that just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like I'll see like a dog. I'm like, I wonder where that dog came from.
Exactly.
I wonder if it has, like, an owner.
Or have you
I
ever...
that owner does.
Or have you ever just, because, like, I have attention span where I'm, like, always looking everywhere.
Yep.
You see things that no one else seen. It's like,
how
do you explain that to somebody? It's like, you're lying.
Can't.
Like, no, I saw somebody literally just tripped on them and fell on their face. No one else saw it except for me. It's just weird stuff,
but
right?
You in that flag that never moved, and I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We were convinced that we were like, I was like, that's a Matrix. Like, that's proof.
I
this flag was, like, frozen.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, it was an American flag at the top of a Walmart, and it was just sitting there. We're like, huh. And then we walked into the store, and we came out, and all of a sudden it was moving. It was weird. But it wasn't like laying, you know, like, where there was no wind. It was full on, like.
Interesting.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens.
We should definitely have you both come back with, like, conspiracies.
Hell yeah.
I love ghost talk.
Oh, there you
Which
go.
Which I think is related to alien talk, so it's totally the same.
Let's do it.
Yeah, they could be related.
I'm a Trekkie, so.
Definitely.
Nerd.
Science.
Shoot first and prosper, man. That's what I'm saying. Mixing the two. The two fandoms.
Just marry them together. It's totally fine. No one will question it. So do you feel like, jumping back to the Delulu, because I'm still, like, very hyper-fixated on, like, how the dynamic works for you both, like, comfortably. Do you feel like as much time you spend online, you spend together offline with the relationship? Or do you feel like sometimes the work takes over into the relationship?
Yes. The last one.
Really? It spills over
the
a lot?
The balance is bad. It's not bad, but it definitely needs work. And that's something we've been working at. We've been together for, this year, it's going to be 10 years. So we've been together for a very long time. Yeah, baby.
10. Oh.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're a lucky man.
Yeah, 10 years. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Our first date was
The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
December 18th.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Man, I'm jealous.
That was the first official date. It was a midnight release of that.
Which is 2015.
Wow, 2015.
Yeah. So.
But it is, we have to kind of. Like
we have to force time, and there's, you know, and some people like schedule time, but we're more as you know, strict as I am with schedules and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's something I need to be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, I'm on work mode. I don't really need love. And I'm kind of the opposite of like, don't love me. I have things to do,
yeah.
But I'm a very physical touch person, but I think he knows the difference of when it's like, Okay, let's back away. She's like in porcupine mode. Don't touch her.
Yeah.
But she bites you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right now, yeah.
Full chihuahua.
Yeah. My little anxiety.
And sometimes it like wants you to hold it and put it in your purse.
Oh, you're like, wait, I need love right now, though. Yes.
That'll be anything.
He no, does nothing.
I'm like a cat that you could just leave alone.
He is.
Really?
Yeah, you spank his butt sometimes, and then he just like, and then, he'll sit in your lap if he wants love, but it's a lucky day. Mm.
Everybody's like, well, yeah, because it's like the whole love language thing.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I know, we were talking about that earlier today. That's really funny. Yeah, we were just like not diagnosing what our love language is, but like kind of. And I had a hard time giving a definite answer because I feel like it just depends on the day and the circumstance.
Sure, yeah.
But I think that's the point of the love languages.
Yeah, is that like shift and...
Yeah, you're supposed to have like one of each from time to time, but there's usually one that's a bit more favorable.
Yeah.
Because I'm a physical touch person, only with my partner, which is interesting. Like some of like my best friends, my best girlfriends, I'm like, oh, I just want to hold your arm and then like skip, you know? Mm-hmm. But with Cole, I'm like, yeah, I want my hand held. I want him to check on me. I want to put his arms around me. But he's not like that. And like naturally, he doesn't give that. He's not a very touchy person.
It took work.
Really?
Yeah, I have to like recognize.
That's how I know he loves me.
Yeah. Well, not that it's like hard. It's not. It's hard to remember.
It's not natural.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like it's like, oh my God.
Ew.
I touched her.
Gross. I did it, okay?
Do you have any hand sanitizer?
I do all the time.
Actually, do. Yeah.
But yeah, it was like I have to like remember that she needs that from time to time.
It's like watering the plant, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's starving.
Oh, it's dying. It's over.
it's over.
Get a new one.
You're like, well, it's gone. Honestly, me, all my plants are dead. But I try, you know.
That's the love language, you know.
Yeah.
Nutrients.
It's water.
Water, you dumb bitch. That's all it needs, Dare. It's not a lot.
All right, next time I'll just go up to my partner and just like sprinkle some water on
there. Yeah, there you go.
Here's some love, bitch.
Open the blinds. There you go.
So, Cole, what would you say is your love? Like which one do you kind of lean more towards?
I probably quality time.
Quality time,
I just like spending time with, and that's for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like if I recognize that somebody went out of their way to do something for me and like just to make time for me, like that's like, oh, hell yeah. Like,
yeah. And I struggle with that because like, our lives are together. Our work is together. So, like, what's quality and what's not?
But it's also funny because it's not like I'm like, oh, you got to give me that.
We don't even have to be looking at each other. If we're in the same room next to each other doing separate things,
it's
like,
whatever capacity
sometimes that's
is.
Enough for him.
Yeah.
Which for me, I'm like, make eye contact with me. I don't know if you love me.
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah, right, you're there.
Like, I'm here, yeah.
I do have to. I'm like, hey, look at me.
Oh, yeah.
I love you. And then I just say,
say it.
Really good, got it. Okay, I can go back to left out.
Thank you.
So when you first met Joni, she was already into like content creation, right?
Yeah.
What was that like being on the outside and then jumping into this world? Like, did you feel like it was kind of a lot, or did you think it was like a lot of fun? You're excited to be in it, enticing.
It was definitely like foreign. Like I didn't understand it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But like, because I mean, it was still like she had a day job.
Yeah.
That's what
we
met.
I was like part-time cosplay. Yeah.
So she hadn't gone or gone.
I'm gone. Cosplayer.
She was working on it.
Yeah. That's my Kentucky coming out. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't know you
Sorry
had some
that.
Of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I'm so embarrassed. Gone.
Been masking the whole time.
This mask is falling. She had not gone. Yeah. To full time at this point. And so, but it was still like, I knew like conventions, but I didn't really understand cosplay, which is funny.
Like, he did not know cosplay. I like would name drop cosplay. I'm like, oh, I'm going to see this person, or oh, I've met this person. He's like,
cool.
Like, okay.
Rad, dude.
Cool. Is that a person? Yeah. Is that a Pokemon? What is that?
I was like, oh, it's like Halloween.
Yeah, no.
Almost.
Yeah,
almost.
Kind of, like, that's what it was. Like, that was what made my connection.
Yeah.
Well, and then
you haven't had much exposure. Like, then I don't think any of your friends do that. I don't think anyone you've dated has even been in that world.
No,
even adjacent to that world.
So
it's a weird one.
No, yeah. So I don't. It was kind of like it was. I don't know. I had to assess.
I remember asking him how he felt about that, because like I do some adult, more adult themed work and stuff too, and I'm like, how do you feel about that? Before we started dating, I was like, how do you feel about this?
Which was
like,
really nice.
This came before you, so it's gonna stay.
Yeah.
But I was also like, I don't give a shit. But then she was like, but how do you feel? And I was like, oh, nobody's asked me this.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give
a shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was like just like that. But it wasn't like, so she's like, oh, how do you feel about it? Like, well, it's what you do. So of course, like, I'm not gonna tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Like, you are already doing it.
But it takes, like, I think a very confident person to be able to be like, okay, people are going to be ogling, you know, my partner, and they're going to be thinking that they're hot, and they're going to probably say it right in front of me. How do I feel about that?
But, I appreciate you say it's confidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is.
Disassociating.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're like, goodbye.
Goodbye, I'm leaving now.
You're like in this podcast chair.
I think it's hot when someone like compliments my partner, and I'm like, I'm right there, and I'm like,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
She is.
I got that.
I appreciate that you had that conversation, because I think that is such a, like, with the rise of social media and people creating spicier content, that seems to be a point of contention for people when they first start dating, or like they find out that they're on these platforms and they're creating this content. That is where the biggest hang up is, especially in my like friend group.
Sure.
Is a lot of them, they'll start dating somebody, they've had the conversation, they've done the work, but then all of a sudden it becomes a problem where they're like, ooh, this is not what I thought I signed up for. Mm. So I appreciate you, even before the peak time of spicy content, like being so accessible now, that you took the time to ask him, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when someone will say these things? So kudos to you, past you.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yeah.
You're very considerate.
Yeah, I try, you know. Yeah. It's like, I know that my world is so different. Like, literally, like, he comes to photo shoots with me, and sometimes there's just nude ladies walking around, and it's like,
it's torture.
Ew!
Oh my goodness!
So rough.
Is that a boob?
Just
oh
one.
My God.
Wait till you see the other.
Oh, there's two.
I get desensitized. Like,
the
past 2 years, I'm just like, okay, it's there.
You're at work.
It's just like, that's it.
I mean,
work.
I'm in it, and I don't get desensitized. Yeah. I enjoy it. I'm like, ah, yes.
Yeah. There was a
moment.
You
look great, right?
Yeah, there was a moment that we were at a big shoot, and. I had a realization, because again, like, I'm around all the time now. So
in the desert.
Yeah, and there was this desert, and this gal walked up, and she was
just completely topless.
And she had a joint. She's like, would you like some? And I was like, I kind of disconnected. I was like, 15-year-old me right now would have lost, if I could see forward and see this moment happening, this interaction, would have lost his shit. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then,
And then he said, no, thank you. Because he thought it was like an actual cigarette.
Yeah.
And then he like deeply regretted it when we got in the car.
God.
I was like, honey, that was weed.
Oh my God. I can't believe I would have done that.
He's like, oh, stupid.
I'm such an idiot.
No.
Fucking free weed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Free weed from tits? What? Free tits.
That's
funny.
It was cool. It's like, oh yeah, like.
If you're watching or listening, woman who tried to give Cole
can you offer
a joint,
do
try
it again.
He'll have a different answer this time.
Won't be so foolish.
Won't be so foolish.
My gosh.
What a mistake.
What a fun life.
It is fun, though. We have a lot of, it's been really, really rewarding. And to meet people, like meeting everybody, like meeting you, and meeting you. And it's like, it's just so much fun. Like,
we have just the coolest people in our lives, because I feel like when you're in this industry, you realize from like the cosplay point of view and the adult industry point of view, you have people who have been like exiled from so many things in their lives that we've all found each other and like have found a community within ourselves of like, you know, oh, I didn't fit in here. Oh, I didn't fit in here. But like, I think the adult work specifically just requires a lot of confidence and happiness in who you are and knowing who you are and being okay if people don't accept you that way.
Yeah.
Even cosplay does the same thing where it's like, oh, I'm a total nerd and I've been not accepted my entire life, but I found these other people that know that feeling and understand me in that way. Yeah.
Xavier School for the Gifted.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Literally couldn't have put it better myself. Like, it's so true. Like, you just meet so many people going through so many different walks of life. And it is very fascinating that a lot of times the people we connect with the most don't have great connections with their family.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful in a weird sort of way that, like, our past traumas and past setbacks or things that made us feel ostracized are now the things that make us special and connect with others. So Yeah, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a good community to be a part of, you know? Yeah. We're all just happy to be here.
Yeah.
So when are you going to cosplay? Because I feel like we never see you in a costume.
Oh, that's a good question.
We're going to put that ass in a Spider-Man costume.
Yeah. Oh! I told my goal, you know, we started going to the gym.
You promise.
And I was like,
really?
Yeah, if I can, you know, if you get, well, originally I went on a diet because I was like, I was not healthy.
He lost like 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Really hard.
Awesome. Congrats.
Yeah, but I was like not good. I went to the doctor and like my blood pressure was super
it
high.
I've been tracking it. I got a spreadsheet for that as well.
yeah. You know, for real.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, we went in and I had my blood pressure taken again. And, you know, the number, they say numbers and it just falls out of my head. I'm like, I don't know what that means. Stop saying numbers. Just tell me if it's good. Yeah. I understand good and I understand bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do I have cancer?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, all right, okay, I'm fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so we went in and he said the number and I was like, I don't know if that's better. And Joni's like, hold on a second.
According to my calculations.
I don't know why you need your finger to scroll, but whatever.
Well, yeah. Honestly, yeah, we all do. Everyone loves a good wet screen, you know?
You know, I found myself doing that with pens now.
Really?
You link the pen?
I'm running out and it works. I'm like... used to look at my mom and doing. I'm like, yeah, gross. Now I hear my,
yeah.
I'm like, it works. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh God, I'm an old man now.
You are. That's when you know.
After you put on your readers on.
Oh, yes. I do have glasses on. I have to wear them at work. I'm just like, I don't have these on. These are prescriptive. But I'm just like, I have to have glasses on. I'm like,
yeah.
Who am I right now?
What have I become? Yeah. What have I become? Well, speaking of becoming, where can people find you and your content online?
I mean, everything is / Joni Brosis. I've made it as easy as possible. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Facebook, I just said.
Facebook,
as well as Facebook. But no one uses Facebook anymore. Oh, my, please.
I've heard they have a new, a creator fund. I've heard that it might be worth getting into.
Oh,
yeah. So people might be using Facebook again.
Hey, wait, on come Facebook? Back.
Yeah.
A creator fund?
Yeah. So, like, you know how, yeah. I don't want to dive too far into it, but like, sure. TikTok and Instagram will like pay you to make content. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot, it's like a penny every once in a while, depending on your views. But Facebook is now trying to compete with them. So they've started this creator fund where it's like you make content and they'll pay you for the amount of views you get. And I've heard the ratio is pretty good. Mm. Like it's better than TikTok and Instagram is what I've heard. So
I've never used Facebook as for that. Just like friends that you don't see anymore. You know, what Facebook for.
I mean, they're trying to compete.
Wow. Yeah.
They're trying to get in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. I didn't know that.
So Facebook, basically everywhere. / Joni Brosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Joni Brosis. Yeah. It's Twitch. I stream about three times a day. Ha ha. A week.
three times a day.
My Lord.
Not three times a day. You're like right now streaming.
No.
No wonder we don't give any time.
No.
Oh, no. Were you?
What not?
I'm on MySpace.
No, you're not.
Yeah. .com/ hot panties.
I can't believe it. I've bought a pair. So wearing them right now.
You got a hot panties.
I do. You want to see? No, she's wearing them.
They got Woody's.
Excuse me?
Toy Story. What do you think? You guys are sick.
What do you think? They were yours.
Sick. What kind of person?
This is what makes them get divorced.
I automatically, when you said Woody, I was like, her cosplay, Woody, yeah.
Thank you.
See, I didn't go straight to that.
Us lady brains are just like,
You know, we were at the Red Fair. We were at the Red Fair all day yesterday listening to explicit songs, which we should actually talk about on Patreon.
Yeah.
Yes. We could talk a little bit about that.
About the trip?
Took you to the dive bar last night. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
let's talk about that over on Patreon. So be sure to come join us, Delulu Canoe on Patreon. Please be warned that there are fake TikTok accounts now of this podcast. So it should just be, I'm telling you,
We've made it.
You got catfishes?
Yeah, for the podcast. Whoa. Make it make any kind of sense.
Wait, is it catfishes or
Catfish eye.
I don't know.
Fish eye? Catfishes?
Yeah.
Fishies. I like fishies. Catfishes.
Tough here. Yeah. Cole.
Huh?
You didn't actually say your actual Twitch, maybe?
Oh.
Yeah. Idiot.
Twitch.tv/GOBLIM_
Double underscore.
Double, yeah. I don't know why.
Tried to raid you once and I missed the second underscore. And you raided somebody else. Oh, and well, but, no, I didn't go full send, but I still was there.
Yeah, my catfish. Yeah.
Oh, your backup. One
underscore. Don't go to that guy.
Yeah.
He's bad.
He's bad. Yeah. So bad.
It's just me.
It's like you don't go to that guy.
It is on your TikTok because for some reason you removed the second one when I told you it was two. I manage his social media sometimes because
he. I have a TikTok? I don't know.
And a Twitter because you wanted to tweet some artist that you liked at some point.
I did.
Yep.
It's a good way to.
And then he changed it to Chief Chirpa at some point. And I was like, "Are you? Can you not?
Yeah.
Pick, no, it was Naughty Mogwai.
No, for that's some the one. Stupid Naughty Mogwai, yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
I love that.
I thought it was hilarious.
Naughty Mogwai.
Joni hated it.
Yeah, well, no one can find him. I'm going to search for Goblin. Why would Naughty Mogwai ever come up? They can't find you. Because
that sounds like what a Goblin is a Naughty Mogwai.
Oh.
When you think about it, one day he was just out there, he saw Yoda, and boom, there's Grogu.
Yeah. So. See?
Yep.
It all starts somewhere. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here on Delulu Canoe. Be sure to go again, check us out on Patreon. Our lowest tier is $5. That way you can see this extended episode. We do have a $10 tier and a $50 tier, so be sure to check us out. You can find me at daretaylor.com if you'd like to see any of my spicier content. And I also have like a million pages and they're all linked on that. So go check that out. You can also join Cosmo on the Cosmo Network.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Full interviews, full shows with Jackie's Kitschy Kitchen. That's a mouthful. Oh my gosh. But it's so fun. Be sure to go check us all out on YouTube or everywhere you watch your content online, and we will see you on Patreon. So stay Delulu, because that is the Salulu. Bye.